This is the aftermath of the latest attack in Pakistan's garrison city of Rawalpindi. The violence carried out by pro-Taliban militants has left over a dozen people dead, including a number of security officials. This was the second deadly attack in as many days. The unrest took place just hours before the country's federal cabinet met to discuss the new national security policy for dealing with the growing violence. Chairing the special cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has strongly condemned the series of attacks targeting the security forces. He says the country is facing extraordinary situation and it requires extraordinary steps to deal with the problem. The country's interior minister briefed the cabinet about the new national security policy, which is meant to put an end to the violence.
Country is in a situation of war. It's not an open, transparent war where you can see the enemy. It is an underground war. It is a war in which the enemy plays hide and seek.
Pakistan has been facing escalated violence ever since it joined the US-led war on terror after the 9/11 attacks in 2001. Official figures say close to 50,000 people, including several thousand security personnel, have died in attacks since 2001. The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is seeking talks with pro-Taliban militants. Despite repeated offers of talks, militants have refused to enter into any peace deal with the government.
Pakistan faces a very crucial law and order issue. We must also take tangible steps in order to crush all the forces which are playing havoc in Pakistan.
As the number of attacks rises with each passing day, calls have been made for decisive action against the militants. Many people here feel that the withdrawal of US-led forces from the so-called war on terror is only way to restore peace in Pakistan. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.